USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration says the Remain in Mexico policy is coming to an end. The Department of Homeland Security issuing a statement revealing its commitment to ending the Trump-era illegal immigrant protection protocols in a quick and orderly manner. This as concerns over the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continue. Following a recent trip to the border, California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa tells Fox Business about his concerns.
Well, what we see every time, and this is my fifth trip to the border, what we see every time is a border that is wide open, that is inviting some of those over 3 million people who choose to come here because they can.
Voters are heading to the polls in Connecticut, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Vermont on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A high-profile raid has Congress talking.
The FBI has raided the home of a former president. No arrests were made. The FBI searched President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
What was on the warrant? What were you really doing? What were you looking for? Why not talk to President Trump and have him give the information you're after? This is unbelievable. And understand the history here. 1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. One day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
During a White House ceremony on Tuesday, President Biden signed a semiconductor bill that he says will supercharge U.S. manufacturing of computer chips. The bill also aims to boost American competition with China. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A Democratic spending bill is moving on to the House after Senate passage on Sunday. Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow says the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act has been an epic battle for Democrats.
We've had Republican colleagues on one side with the drug companies. We've been on the other side with people trying to lower prices. The good news is the people are going to win.
The $430 billion package would allow the Medicare program to negotiate prescription drug prices with pharmaceutical companies starting in 2025. A state is deciding it will not hold a special session to discuss abortion.
There will be no special legislative session in Nebraska anytime soon to consider stricter abortion laws. Though officially nonpartisan, the Nebraska unicameral consists of a Republican majority. That state's governor, Pete Ricketts, says there weren't enough votes to pass a ban on the procedure after 12 weeks of pregnancy. He expressed interest in calling a special session, saying he would support a near-total ban on abortion with no exceptions for rape or incest. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Hall of Fame voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers is being honored with a private funeral mass. The service for Vin Scully was held at a Catholic church in Westlake Village, California. That's where the legendary broadcaster regularly attended service on Sundays. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.